nitrogen and potassium fertilization in corn in an oficial of Guanacaste, Costa Rica. Authors: Gabriel Garbanzo Leon, Alfredo Alvarado Hernandez, Jorge Claudio Vargas Rojas, Gilberto Cabal Sutter-Wheeler and Edgar V. Vega Villa-Lobos. Abstract. Introduction. In Guanacaste, Costa Rica, corn, zea maize, has been a cultural crop for consumption since pre-Columbian times. Many farmers have set aside areas for its planting in association with other crops. However, the varieties used require fertilization and plant nutrition studies to improve ear quality and post-harvest life. Objective: to evaluate the effect of increasing doses of nitrogen and potassium in the Jacinth maize variety, in combination with three sowing densities. Materials and methods. The study was conducted at the Santa Cruz Experimental Farm, Universidad de Costa Rica, in 2018. Three doses of N, 100, 200, 300 kilograms H1 with a base of 160 kilograms H1 of K2O and K2O, 100, 160 and 200 kilograms H1 with a base of 300 kilogram NH1 were evaluated with three sowing densities, 50,000, 57,143, and 66,667 plants H1 with the Jacinth variety. The crop yield, the percentage of exposed ear, and the accumulation of nutrients in the phenological R5 stage were evaluated. The data were subjected to analysis of variance with a factorial structure and generalized linear models with DGS tests of means separation. Results: there was a significant increase in grain production by increasing the sowing density from 50,000 to 66,667 plants H1. The highest efficiency in the N and K use was achieved with the application of 100 kg H1 of each element at a density of 57,000 plants H1. The exposed ear variable was not related to nutrient doses. Corn increased absorption with increasing doses of N but not K. Conclusion: the planting density of 57,143 plants H1 showed the best yield at doses of 100 kg of N H1 and 100 kg of K2O H1. Keywords: nutrients uptake, tropic, plant nutrition, plant density.